Songs with Words.
And you are listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. Hey!
Hi guys, welcome back to another week of Songs with Words.
We're so glad to have you here.
We always are.
Mm-hmm.
You just heard Cattails by Big Thief.
Starting the day off right.
Of course. And next you're going to be hearing...
Tis Autumn by the Nat King Cole Trio, because look outside, everyone.
It's
catch
autumn.
Catch a leaf as it drifts down to the ground peacefully.
And then we have some exciting songs from recent concerts that me and Veronica attended that we will be hearing next. But here is Tis Autumn by Nat King Cole Trio.
Old Father Time checked, so there'd be no doubt. Call on the north wind to come on out. Then cupped his hands so proudly to shout, la-di-da-di-da-di-dum, tis all. Trees say they're tired, they've borne too much fruit. Charmed all the wayside, there's no dispute. Now shedding leaves, they don't give a hoot. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, tis autumn. Then the birds got together to chirp about the weather. After making their decision in birdie-like precision, turned about and made a beeline south. My holding you close really is no crime. Ask the birds, the trees, and old Father Time. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, tis autumn. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di-la-di-dum, tis autumn.
So that was Nat King Cole Trio singing Tis Autumn. And next we have Crescent City by Lucinda Williams. And I saw Lucinda Williams last night at the Orpheum Theater in Boston, and it was spectacular. She's on tour for basically doing a memoir tour. So she just released a memoir earlier this year, or maybe it was last year. And so her whole tour is reciting stories from her memoir and then projecting like photos and home videos about the people that she's writing the songs about and giving us like this history about each song and then playing the song. And I've never really been to a concert like that, and it was really incredible.
That's amazing. Did you get any footage?
I didn't really, because it was all, like, the demographic was, like, me and the friend that I went with, and then about 2,000 people over the age of 50.
Yeah.
So there were no phones out at all, and I didn't want to be the teenager that...
You don't want to be that guy. Yeah. But also, like, that's a special experience that you experience. And yeah, you don't need footage. I don't need footage.
Exactly. Yeah. There was, like, it was a really... The demographic was hilarious. Anyway, so my favorite Lucinda Williams... Well, that's a hard thing to say, but my favorite Lucinda Williams song is probably Crescent City. Maybe... Like, on a more basic degree, Fruits of My Labor, because, like, of course. But I'm going to say Crescent City for now. So here's Crescent City by Lucinda Williams.
Everybody's had a few. Now they're talking about who knows who. I'm going back to the Crescent City, where everything's still the same. Ever across
been going by so fast, so that I can foresee the day we'll say goodbye. We've been having fun all these yesteryears, but time keeps going by. Waiting for have already passed and gone. We've been loving with love, and love comes from above, but time keeps moving on. Tommy, time has been going by so fast that all the things we've waited for have now already passed and gone. We've been having fun all these yesteryears, but time keeps moving on.
That was Time Has Been Going By So Fast by Jonathan Richman, who I saw last night at the Somerville Theater. He's of similar age to Lucinda Williams. The crowd was similarly spread. There was actually a good amount of younger people there. And he, it was just him up there with his guitar and Tommy, his drummer. And wow.
It was great.
It was great. He told a lot of stories, not in the way that Lucinda Williams told stories. He did a lot of dancing, just like up there. Yeah, he didn't have a strap on his guitar, so he just put it down and then like shake his hips genuinely.
That's insane.
It was awesome.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Good for him.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Crescent City by Lucinda Williams, Time Has Been Going By So Fast by Jonathan Richman, and next we have...
I'm Sorry You're Sick by Ted Hawkins.
I'm Sorry You're Sick.
If anyone out there is sick,
I
know you are someone, I'm not pointing at a certain someone right now, I promise, but it's going around, it's getting chilly.
And we're sorry.
And we're sorry.
And so is Ted Hawkins.
And this
so
one goes out to you.
Morning, my darling, I'm telling you this to let you know that I'm sorry you're sick. Though tears of sorrow won't do you no good, I'd be your doctor if only I could. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. I'd swim the ocean or the deepest canal to get to you, darling, just to make you well. There's no place on earth I would hasten to go to cool the fever, this I want you to know. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. If only the doctor would hurry and show, there's quite a few places I know we could go. I was okay, but these words from you
stayed in you sick, made me sick too. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. Promise me, darling, that you won't die. I'll get all the medicine money can buy. Stick with me, baby, hold on and fight. Take a good rest, I won't prolong the flight. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more. What do you want from the liquor store? Something sour or something sweet? I'll buy you all that your belly can hold. You can be sure you won't suffer no more.
Joe, me gotta go, me oh my oh. Me gotta go, pull the Piro down the bayou. My Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick it tough, fill fruit jar and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Fountain knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Shazamio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
Whether or not there is any type of God, I'm not supposed to say. And today, I don't really care. God is a word, and the argument ends there. Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world, with two children. I feel like the mother of the world, with two children fighting. When I was a boy, I used to get into it bad with my sister. And when the time came to face the truth, the only tears and sighs, tears and sighs. My mother, my poor mother, would say it does not matter, does not matter, to stop fighting. Do I feel like the mother of the world? Oh, do I feel like the mother of the world? Do I feel like the mother of the world, with two children?
So we had Sorry You're Sick by Ted Hawkins, and then Jambalaya on the Bayou by Hank Williams, which was covered by Lucinda Williams last night at the concert.
Are they related?
No. What?
Okay.
Everybody.
Okay. Will, first of all, Williams is a very common last name.
No, it is. But she was like, everybody thinks that me and Hank Williams are related. But then she gave a little excerpt that was like, well, actually, my father knew Hank Williams well, and he died 2 weeks before I was born. So she was like, not to say that I'm reincarnated Hank Williams, but she basically alluded to the fact that she was Hank Williams reincarnated. So who knows? Maybe they are related. Yeah. But anyways, I just have been this week and last night, of course, I was really in my like old folk blues era, which is just an era that I fall back into very easily and very deeply. And then I'm like, I can only listen to the folk and blues. But, so anyways, that's kind of all I'm going to be playing this show, I think.
Do you like Jambalaya? Just thoughts on Jambalaya.
Like, I don't have any real strong feelings toward Jambalaya.
Okay.
It kind of reminds me of, why am I completely forgetting? The Dish at Tate's? Shakshuka.
Because it's, like, stewy?
Yeah, similar, like, red stew to that. Uh-huh. It's, like, warm. It fills my soul in a good way.
It's a little spicy?
Yeah, no.
Some good rice?
I don't know if I've had the best jambalaya, so I don't know if I can be, like, I feel like I could love it. Mm-hmm. But I just haven't been, let to love it yet.
Yeah.
Anyways, now that, let's stop talking about jambalaya. Next we have.
What do we have next? We just heard I Feel Like the Mother of the World. Did you already say that? By Smog?
Yes.
And then we have Chicago, New York by the Eilers?
Yes.
Is it Eilers? Eislers?
I would say Eislers.
Okay.
Anyways, here's Chicago, New York.
Been. It's so good to see you again. I was drunk on the streets of Chicago for 14 days on end. I remember you said, you can count on me as a friend. You know it rained on the streets of Chicago for 14 days. a day to decide. As much as I don't like to fly, I was in the air again, and I never thought I'd care again. And how do I say that I made a mistake? I wanna try, try, try again.
Dark in all the sky, when the one you love says goodbye, tears and angels cry, sing a lullaby, sing it soft and only sigh, when the one you love says goodbye. Sing a lullaby. Dee 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 dee. When your love still is strong, when the one you love is gone.
Maybe the sun will shine today. The clouds will blow away. Maybe I won't feel so afraid. Either way, maybe you still love me, maybe you don't. Either you will or you won't. Maybe you just need some time alone. I will try to understand everything has its plan. But either way, I'm gonna stay right for you. Maybe the sun will shine today.
the clouds will roll away. Maybe I won't be so afraid. Its plan. Either way,
autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you for that PSA.
Go outside.
All right, so I have some words as we do here on Songs with Words. We play songs and read words. And this is an excerpt from The Battlefield Where the Moon Says I Love You by Frank Stanford. And some of you may know that epic poem, poetry book. You should know it. But I'm reading this because... And then I'm going to play another Lucinda Williams song. Because in the... I love this poem. And... or like this long form poem, prose, whatever you want to call it. And last night, Lucinda Williams was talking about the reasoning behind all of her poems, and she told a story about how her father was a creative writing professor. And when he was teaching creative writing at University of Arkansas, he had an incredible student named Frank Stanford. And he was really close with Frank, and Frank was really close with the Williams family. And Frank Stanford actually killed himself while Lucinda Williams was still a young child, and she remembers him really well and like the feelings that that brought her. So she wrote a song named Pinola about him. So I'll play it after I read an excerpt from The Battlefield Where the Moon Says I Love You by Frank Stanford. I am afraid after reading all these so-called initiation books that some cordage of bootlickers will enter my room while I am sleeping and suck my eyes out with soda straws. They will be older men and women, much like the amanuenses with bad breath in the principal's office, who call up and tell you on the unfirths of the world, better beware. I know Jesus would have kicked your teeth in you. Couldn't pull that shit on him. He was telling his buddies one night, boys, I'm glad y'all decided to come on up and eat supper with me. I hadn't got much. There's a few things I'd like to say. At this time, Matthew says to Simon, I sure as hell don't know what he's got us here this time for. I'm begging to wonder. You talked to him lately. Yeah, I was shooting the shit with him on the mountain, but I wanted to tell you this, Matthew. Don't never come up on him when he's alone. He jumped on me. I thought he was going to kill me. He was just walking around, just talking to himself, waving his arms like he does. He's worse than John. Jude put his hand up to his mouth and said down the table, I think Jesus is going off his rocker. Get Simon to tell you what he asked me. Simon says he didn't want to talk about politics or dreams or nothing. He just said, Jude, next time y'all are over in Mesopotamia, why don't you pick me up a few bottles of that wine that they make over there? Sure thing, Jesus, I says. Well, now the boss is talking. He is saying, I asked y'all up here because, frankly, I've been feeling a little sick lately, and I want to make sure y'all know what to do in case anything happens. I know one of you is going to do me in. I know that. But goddammit, y'all know those people in town are after my ass. And that's all I'll read for
that
now.
That was awesome.
But anyways, he's incredible. And... this is a song that Lucinda Williams wrote about him called Pinola. So here it is.
When Daddy told me what happened, I couldn't believe what he had just said. Sonny shot himself with a 44, and they found him lying on his bed. I could not speak a single word, no tears streamed down my face. I just sat there on the living room couch, staring off into space. Mama and Daddy went over to the house to see what had to be done. They took the sheets off of the bed and they went to call someone. Some of us gathered at a friend's house to help each other ease the pain. I just sat alone in a corner chair. I couldn't say much of anything. Friends all stood around Subiaco Cemetery. That's where we lay him down. I saw his mama, she was standing there. His sister, she was there too. I saw them look at us standing around the grave, and not a soul they knew. Born and raised in Pine. Mama believed in the Pentecost. She got the preacher to say some words so his soul wouldn't be lost. Picked up a handful of dust, then I let it fall over his grave. I think I must have picked up a handful of dust, then I let it fall over his grave.
Lillian, just across the line and a little southeast of Meridian. She loved her brother, I remember back when he was fixing up a 49 Indian. Told her little sister gonna ride the wind up around the moon and back again. Never got farther than Vietnam. I was standing there with her when the telegram come for Lillian. Now he's lying somewhere about a million miles from Meridian. She said there's not much over red dirt, girl, somewhere out there's a great big world, it's where I'm bound. And the star might fall in Alabama, but one of these days I'm gonna swing my hammer down away from this red dirt town.
Was Pinola by Lucinda Williams and then Red Dirt Girl by Emmylou Harris. My love, my queen, Emmylou Harris.
Are you a Red Dirt Girl?
No, but I wish I was.
What makes one a Red Dirt Girl?
Being from Red Dirt Country.
Yeah, you're
AKA,
not
AKA, like, Alabama. And I'm not from Alabama, but I am in my heart.
But you
I
wish.
Yeah, I don't wish. But in my heart, I relate to the Red Dirt Girl lifestyle and music. So, anyways.
Well, I have some words. And TBH, the chances that I read this last year on this show are high because it's one of my favorite poems ever. But I think it's okay. I'm just going to go ahead and say it's okay.
It's okay.
This is called How to Apologize by Ellen Bass, which is kind of punny when you hear the rest of the poem.
Okay.
Cook a large fish. Choose one with many bones, a skeleton you will need to skill to expose. Maybe the flying silver carp that's invaded the Great Lakes, tumbling the others into oblivion. If you don't live near a lake, you'll have to travel. Walking is best and shows you mean it. But you could take a train and let yourself be soothed by the rocking on the rails.
It's permitted to receive solace for whatever you did or didn't do, pitiful, beautiful human. When my mother was in the hospital, my daughter and I had to clear out the home she wouldn't return to. Then she recovered and asked, incredulous, how could you have thrown out all my shoes? So you'll need a boat. You could rent or buy, but for the sake of repairing the world, build your own. Thin strips of western red cedar are perfect, but don't cut a tree. There'll be a demolished barn or downed trunk if you venture further. And someone will have a mill, and someone will loan you tools. The perfume of sawdust and the curls that fall from your plane will sweeten the hours. Each night we dream 36 billion dreams. In one night we could dream back everything lost. So grill the pale flesh, unharness yourself from your weary stories, then carry the oily, succulent fish to the one you hurt. There is much to fear as a creature caught in time, but this is safe. You need no defense. This is just another way to know you are alive.
That was incredible. Oh. I don't think you read that.
Okay, good. But I love that poem.
It's really good. That's like a whole tall glass of cold water.
Yeah.
You are in need of nothing else after that. Wow. Fabulous.
Wow. So now, take a deep breath and Ease Your Feet in the Sea by Belle and Sebastian.
Moment in time, troubles come and troubles go. The trouble that we used to know will stay with us till we get home. Will stay with us till somebody decides to go. Decides to go. Soberly without regret, I make a sandwich and I fill my face. I know that things have got to you, but what can I do? Suddenly without a warning, on a pale blue morning, you decide your time is wearing thin. A conscious choice to let yourself go dangling, hovering. It's an emergency. There's no more. It is that you are going through, my boy. I left you dry. The sign was clear that you were not going anywhere, anywhere. Save for a falling down, save for a falling down. Anywhere, anywhere. Save for a falling down. Everything.
See you.
we should.
Okay. Hey, thanks for joining us again, as usual. We love you so very much.
We really do.
We're grateful for you every day.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope you have a beautiful week.
Yes, and we will see you next Sunday at 10 a.m. for Songs with Words. And this is
Songs with Words.
And you're listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Goodbye.
We're going to send you off with I Put a Spell on You by Nina Simone. I Put a Spell on You to come back next week
yes,
at 10 a.m.
Yes.
All right.
Goodbye.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Because I'm in bandy, I'm the